This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke coming out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Cranking up, the healing revolution continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we are happening from North Carolina, kind of lingering in the area. It's been beautiful, although rainy, but definitely love the energy up here in the Southern Appalachians. Pretty spectacular what goes on, and we just had the Healing Revolution Summit this past weekend, and I'm hoping that everybody can plug into it when it occurs again, but it's an ongoing thing with Dr. Frank King and the family at King Bio. Now, one of the folks I met over the weekend, we've talked to her before, but never had her, to my knowledge, on this radio show, but she's been on other shows you may have heard. She is absolutely sensational. She's got a great heart and an incredible mind about the issue of vaccinations, helping animals to get well and stay well. And we're going to talk with her this hour, a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Patricia Jordan. Dr. Jordan, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, I'm so glad that I wanted to coordinate with you when we were together at the Healing Revolution Summit, but we were filled with stuff. So to have this opportunity to sit with you semi-quietly on the road is a great, great opportunity I wanted to get with you on. Now, your website, if it's up and running, we hope so, there's been some, let's say, hack attacks on it, because I think of what you're doing is so good. It's dr-jordan.com, dr-jordan.com. What kind of doc are you?
I'm a veterinarian, and I also have a doctorate in naturopathic veterinary medicine as well.
So, naturopathic veterinary medicine as well as a traditional
veterinary
DVM
medicine,
and
correct.
A DVM as well. Yeah, I love doing stories about animals and talking about their health, but it's very hard to find vets that are willing to go on the record about this stuff.
Right.
And I've talked to many off the record about, for instance, I've said the veterinary profession has devolved into basically three things: vaccination, prednisone, and
antibiotics.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the three. You get a DVM, and that's what you can do that. But don't try to do anything else, at least publicly, too loudly,
right,
or else the state boards of, I guess, veterinary medicine, kind of like the state boards of medicine that look over the licensed doctors, will come down on you pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. That's probably a fair assessment. When I was over in Europe, which I did an externship in Switzerland at the University of Bern, though, mm-hmm, I noticed that all the French vets, everything that they did was antibiotics and steroids. And when I mentioned that to the Swiss vets, and they were saying, oh, that's all they know. And I said, oh, it's not just them. Across the pond, that's the same thing that's going on in the U.S.
Well, it's sort of semi-surprising, because in France, homeopathy is a mainstay in the pharmacies there. Homeopaths, it was the latter years of Samuel Hahnemann, went to France and to Paris, and so it's part of the culture, but I guess not the veterinary culture.
Well, it's interesting, because one of our leading, here in the U.S., one of our leading oncologists for, animal cancers, he actually did study homeopathy over Dr. Greg Oligaby, and he's in Southern California, but he's not practicing it.
Mm.
He's still hanging on to those different, I would say, because I also did a chapter for my professor, Dr. Shea, on cancer and its treatment with traditional Chinese veterinary medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just all the research that I did was it was 2.3% effective using chemotherapy or radiation, and they didn't tell you you were going to get another cancer from
2.3% effective. That sounds exactly what Ty Bollinger said
exactly,
this past weekend.
Exactly. It's probably the same study because, anyway, we go into that. But it is interesting that Dr. Greg down there in Southern California is working now on testing the Banjari protocols, which are from India, and it's a father and son Indian MDs that have found successful treatment with, I say a lot more successful treatment anyway, than we have over here in the U.S. using homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was responsible a few years ago on my own dime. I drove up to Bethesda, Maryland and tried to help them get their protocols into this country to be tested on the animals.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that the FDA wasn't going to allow this. But there are actually five different anti-cancer facilities that are testing the Banjari protocols over here right now, and one of the big programs that they have is for brain cancers, inoperable brain cancers, and they have like a 6 out of 7%, I mean 6 out of 7 cases that are put in the remission.
Significant.
And so that's homeopathy.
Yeah, beautiful.
And that's cancer. And
it's not there, but it's there. Wait, what's going on here? So we're talking, if you're just joining us, Dr. Patricia Jordan is with us, and it's dr-jordan.com if the website is up and running. We sure hope so. There's a lot of great information we'll talk about from that. But going to your backstory, Dr. Jordan, how is it that you woke up from the sleepy confines of suppression veterinarian medicine based on the allopathic pharmaceutical paradigm to do what you do today? And we're going to talk more about it, of course.
Okay. That's very interesting, too. And I have a lot of colleagues that we've had the same discussion. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you do what they say, and what I mean by they is Western medicine, allopathic medicine, the traditional veterinary medicine that they advise for prevention, that you are going to actually make essentially all these diseases we're seeing now are vaccine-induced, and it's causing a dysregulation of their immune system. So probably because I was very shortly out on my own after 3 years of working for another veterinarian who was a vaccinate every year with everything you can, when I got out on my own, and North Carolina does at least have the three-year rabies, they were not one of the states that was giving that on top of everything else, I started to be able to predict what was happening. So because I was by my own, I had a very high bar, obviously, which I didn't know until I actually, you know, went to other practices for my standard of care. And I guess it was in 1999 is the first year I went to the American Holistic Veterinary Medicine Association conference and realized I was with my tribe then.
Yeah, so you found other, let's say, allopathically trained vets that were open and integrating, maybe even leapt all the way into holistic therapies.
Right, and I can assure you that none of them leapt as far as I did out of the vaccine arena.
You were ready to go.
I was ready to go.
Yeah.
And in, I guess, 2007, I had the opportunity, after selling my practices here in North Carolina, to work in Massachusetts. And I was absolutely horrified at what was going on. They were vaccinating everything they could with everything they had. And the average euthanasia for that week in that practice was 21. And these animals were 5 to 7 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And they had multiple autoimmune diseases.
Mm.
And they had at least one cancer.
Right.
And I saw, and so I didn't know what I was going to do, but I was going to stop this process of six-figure salaries for continuing to pretty much have the doctor vaccinate the pet into disease.
Right.
And what I did was, after 2.5 years of working there and knowing, trying to change it and seeing that they weren't going to change, even though they were AHA certified, which is the American Animal Hospital Association, they were doing a step-down policy of doing the vaccines every 3 years instead of every year, but we all know that was a cop-out.
Right.
That was just, you know, taken because they were at least had a three-year rabies, so they were trying to, you know, to get the other veterinarians on board with that because it's like, well, okay, here's a three-year rabies, so we can do the other ones every 3 years. But anyway, it was not working. I was hitting my head up against the wall, so I decided I was going to come back. And I wrote a book, 700 cases in 3 months that I could document were actually from the vaccines. And in that book, I tried to explain how difficult it was with me doing the calls to the USDA. mm-hmm. and to the FDA to report the adverse vaccine reactions. And then also, I think in 2007, I have to credit Dr. Ron Schultz, who is the leading veterinary vaccine researcher in the entire world. He put on a presentation up in Rhode Island that I attended, and it was the first time that I saw 4 pages of slides, okay, this slide in the PowerPoint, that were full of adverse reactions, diseases that he attributed to vaccinations.
Yeah, I call vaccines the gateway drug to a lifelong dependence upon more drugs until death.
Yes.
And that's true in the human kingdom as well as the animal kingdom, if I can separate them out.
Mm-hmm.
The other issue with vaccination, and you mentioned cancer, I started talking to vets about these so-called site-specific cancers. Every year they were getting the rabies shot, and they gave it in the same place, and sooner or later tumors popped up. And now I understand they're actually acknowledging it, but not stopping it, but saying, well, just change the vaccination site each year. And I'm thinking, wait a second, you've got something that you know causes cancer. You're just going to change. Maybe it won't go right there, but is there any thought in the veterinary community that if it can cause cancer in one site, maybe just multiple shots elsewhere might also result in cancer?
There's a great video that one of many veterinarians that were interviewed on called the Dr. Dumore Project. It's drdomore.com, and I think you can even see that for free now. But in that very video, our clinical head from North Carolina's veterinary school, Dr. Richard Ford, you can see him address this point in that film. And what he says is that for us to take as veterinarians, knowing that these rabies shots are causing cancer, and then saying to vaccinate on the lower limb, on the right rear limb, so we can amputate the leg off where the cancer comes, he said we've just lost credibility. And there's another of my colleagues in there, Dr. Ron Silvers, who said, the way it's practiced today, veterinary medicine, he goes, we've lost our soul as far as the way it's being practiced.
Well, and he could have been saying that about the general broader allopathic medicine, couldn't he?
Exactly.
But, of course, if you care for animals and you know, many humans who don't care for humans, and I can sort of understand why, you have some experiences, but they'll go, I only love animals. Yet the same methodologies are even worse in the animal world because, let's face it, lifespans are shorter, so their generations are shorter. So I believe that we're seeing an acceleration of decline in their health faster than what we're seeing in the human population, although it's catching up with autism and neurological disorders and cancers as well. Also, I believe vaccine-induced.
Oh, yes. It's all vaccine-induced. And I can actually show you how.
Oh, because we're going to talk about that today.
So, yeah, you were mentioning about the vaccine at the site of injection, which we saw plenty of time. One of the clues back to the title of my book, Mark of the Beast, was in reference to the blue-gray aluminum foreign body that would show up in these biopsies of these cancers, and it was, you know, at the site of injection. However, the macrophages, which are a type of white blood cells, they engulf foreign bodies, and you will often see these macrophages carrying that aluminum portion of the vaccine around other parts of the body. And so what I've come to find out is that all of these cancers are related back to the application.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break here. Dr. Patricia Jordan, one of the more fascinating individuals I've met over the years, and I'm happy to have her on board. Keep listening. Tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Power of Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show on the road in North Carolina with Dr. Patricia Jordan, a holistic veterinarian, although fully, let's say, schooled in the traditional allopathic methods, but has seemed to have left that behind, which I respect immensely. She's a terrific soul here doing great work, and we're happy to get the word out. We're going to talk more about the vaccine cancer link in a moment, but you mentioned the book name so fast, people need to hear it. If they can get it on Amazon or wherever else, I think they'll be fascinated by what you've uncovered.
Yes, it's called Mark of the Beast, Hidden in Plain Sight. And the reference to Mark of the Beast is the fact that not only do we have the aluminum foreign body from the vaccines causing the cancers, which I would consider a big mark, but we also have the Senate Bill 666, which is the Senate bill that was promoted by Senator Lieberman. And that particular one is responsible for BARDA and all the money that Congress has now allowed them to take biological weapons and put them in your vaccinations. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of connections that made that title come. On my website, you'll see it a little less scary, and it's promoted as vaccinosis, the mark of the beast.
Yeah, and vaccinosis is something homeopaths have known about for almost as long as there's been homeopathy when they started vaccines, and we had to counter that with certain remedies like Thuja occidentalis and Cilicia and other things, and of course then to address aggressively detoxification of the things that were brought in that are indeed, am I exaggerating, carcinogenic.
Yes, exactly. And I did a conference, a national conference, of which my colleagues got continuing education credit in Bethesda, Maryland for the Academy of Veterinary Homeopaths a few years ago, and the title of it was Vaccinosis and Its Cure by Thuya by J. Compton Burnett Revisited.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I lost about half of the veterinarians that were there were so astounded that if they had anything to do with Western allopathic practice, they had a hard time going back to work on Monday.
Right.
The connections
yes.
are so solid. And it was interesting to me that people like J. Compton Burnett and Samuel Hahnemann were using the verbiage well before they ever learned about the 3D model of, what DNA was.
Right, yes.
That they were using the word vaccine poison inserts.
Mm-hmm.
And now what we found in my research in particular has found that these vaccinations will actually, the viruses are not living and they're not dead. They're essentially five proteins or their sequences.
Genetic material, right?
They're like
yeah.
blueprints.
Yeah, yeah.
And once they are injected into your body, it's an infection waiting to happen. They will insert into your cellular replications when it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be susceptible and responsive. So,
Dr. Jordan, is there any evidence that major, let's say, organizations or agencies, governmental and non-governmental, like CDC and WHO, have any awareness that these vaccines are causing cancer, are linked to cancer in some way?
Yes. The World Health Organization in 1999 and the IARC, and I have the ability, if anyone wants to contact me, to send them the digital version of that,
mm-hmm.
has admitted that the aluminum, which is in the same vaccinations that your children get, and the vaccines that are given to animals, is a grade 3 out of 4 carcinogen, with 4 being the highest and the worst, and UV radiation and the semi an SV40 virus, a grade 2. So aluminum is higher than that
for cancer.
And I consider aluminum and mercury both heavy protein mutators. So they mutate the genes,
right.
Oncogenes, and they're responsible for a lot of damage that happens in the body. But even hemangiosarcomas
mm-hmm.
are sarcomas of the myeloid system.
Mm-hmm.
And we've proven without a doubt the sarcomas in particular are definitely directly related to the vaccinations.
Oh, I believe so as well. Now, dealing with these cancers, other manifestations, there's also autoimmune diseases.
Okay.
I've seen the preponderance, I believe, of type 1 type diabetes in humans has to be related, because it doesn't make sense that in childhood that your immune system would start attacking the cells of self unless they are corrupted to such a degree that the immune system doesn't recognize them as self anymore. Tell me what you think about that. We've got about a minute before break.
Okay. Well, I would just lead you to go see Dr. Bart Claussen, Claussen. He has proven, and he has papers even addressing the dogs, type 1, type 2, and type 3 are all related back to vaccines.
So, my suspicions are correct, and there are other doctors that have acknowledged and recognized these pathways as well. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. We're talking with Dr. Patricia Jordan, a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, talking vaccines, talking animal and human health. And, of course, her book, Mark of the Beast, Hidden in Plain Sight. Check it out. You can link to it in Amazon. All the links are up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, we do fascinating discussions here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This may take the, I don't know, the vaccine cake. We're getting even deeper into this, and I appreciate that. We're talking with Dr. Patricia Jordan. Dr. Jordan is, as I said, a veterinarian, but went holistic and has revealed things about vaccines that impact not only the animal world, but the humans as well. And it's fascinating, the discussion. You've written about it extensively. I'm thrilled beyond belief just to be able to get together with you on this. You're doing terrific work. And, you know, we've been talking about the cancer link. I think there's probably more on the autoimmune link as we haven't discussed this, but the question is, you know, from those in the mainstream of thought form that might be open to the discussion to say, well, where's the, let's say, major research university evidence that this stuff that you're talking about has some level of official validation? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And it's really hard to find things that do not promote the agenda, I think, of the big money situation that's involved with the drugs. But here's a link that not very many people know about, and I just, all I can say is that this is information that's available. It's just pretty much buried. And I took this information over to Europe to the immunologist at the University of Stockholm, Sweden, mm-hmm. because she's just finished writing about metal toxicity, and she's associated with Professor Schoenfeld, who's written most of this information is now known as autoimmunity.
Okay.
But in, it was probably, probably 2 decades ago, there's a study done at Purdue Veterinary University. It's called the Haywood Study, and it was about testing populations of animals that were vaccinated and were not vaccinated several generations out. And only the vaccinated populations were found to have autoantibodies. Now, what these are substances that will actually attack things in your body that are supposed to be there. So only the autoimmune diseases that, you know, have these autoantibodies are in animals that have been vaccinated. Okay, so that's a very key point, I think. You can have things later on cause autoimmune disease like drugs, in particular some antibiotics.
Sure.
But what dysregulates the immune system to begin with is the injection of products that the body then now sees as a terrorist because it came in the wrong way.
Right.
We're supposed to have it come in our mouth, you know, in our mucosal systems. And we have a very good immune arm called the cell-mediated immune system. It's called Th1. And that's the primal immune system along with the mucosal surfaces of your digestive tract that have, you know, antibodies on there.
Well, and that explains why I focus so heavily on restoring integrity to that mucosal lining that has been damaged by what? Vaccines, antibiotics, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, you name it, all of these things that are foreign to the body, that have not been in the environment in a zillion years, suddenly man creates them and says, let's ingest them, let's inject them, and they are like little napalm explosions within the lining itself, creating a leaky gut scenario, which bypasses, like an injection through the dermal layers, literally almost injecting directly past where this barrier would be intact and protect you from these substances that would never normally get in there.
Right. I think a big part of this is heavy metal poisoning, and that you get this from the vaccinations for sure. And this was explained to me very eloquently. When you get heavy metals in your diet, maybe if you're healthy, 20% would get across, but 100% is in your body when you get an injection of it.
That's
and
right.
It doesn't
yeah.
come out.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, to reiterate again, the epithelial barrier and strategies we've developed as well. And Mike Adams, the health ranger, has really researched this with his Natural News Forensic Food Lab, the ability to bind these elements within the GI tract that is hopefully intact, which we work to restore. But at that point, even if you, like, the contamination of the food, coming from the ocean. We'd like good ocean fish, but it's heavy metal mercury. But the GI can protect you if it's intact. Also, we can strategize like simply eating strawberries, organic preferably. Along with that, we have found that it binds the mercury within the GI tract and carries it right through. So these are things we can do, but we know these pathways are not unknown. But the question is, do the veterinarians, do the allopaths acknowledge this? Do they even read the science anymore?
No, there's not much science, and I can guarantee you, I don't have all of this information in my book, but I'll tell you right now, I was horrified to find out all of the way that our leading professional associations, that would be the AVMA, American Veterinary Medical Association, and AHA, which is the American Association of Animal Hospitals, they also, the World Vet Small Animal Veterinary, because I found out, yes, that's the trifecta there. Mm-hmm. All three of those organizations allow big industry. Now, the pet food industry, which are the commercial pet foods, they are the ones that are allowed to generate what is essentially the guidelines for nutrition. Is that scientific? No, that's marketing disguised as science. But where do we get our information about vaccines? Where do you think? It's sponsored by healthy educational grants from the big pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not science.
Conflicts of interest.
It's big terrible time. Conflicts of interest. And I have a blog on my webpage designed just for that topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another great article that just came up in one of my colleagues, Dr. Michael Fox, wrote for Dogs Naturally.
Mm-hmm. I've interviewed Dr. Fox years ago.
Yes, well, him and I are right on the same page. We exchange emails all the time about
nice.
This information. But he has one in Dogs Naturally that's just out about the conflict in veterinary medicine. And I've also written about the honesty, the lack thereof, that was covered by ABC's 2020 in veterinary medicine, mm-hmm. about the upsell. Well, this is the one thing that I would try to get out there, is that we were never had any science to stand on the reason to send postcards out and have you come back every year with your, you know, beloved pet for vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And our leading researcher, who's been in the business for more than 40 years now, Dr. Ron Schultz, he's a one and done kind of guy.
Right.
He only supports the use of one vaccination to the puppies at 16 weeks of age, and then they're covered for life.
Okay.
Now, we have a lot of problems in veterinary medicine because we have these rabies laws. And I do know that Dr. Ron Schultz did do some interviews with Dr. Karen Becker, who works for Dr. Mercola,
mm-hmm.
and looked right straight out in the audience, because I've captured those videos saying that we all have to work to change the bad laws of rabies.
Right.
So, you know, the first thing I'd like the people to know is that, first of all, you don't have to get any vaccines. The only thing that's even legal is the rabies. And
right.
then the other thing is, people who are promoting vaccines are benefiting from them.
Mm-hmm.
And even to the point where their colleges, their universities, their higher institutes of learning are allowing these industries to come in and pretty much sponsor what they're taught.
Mm-hmm.
That's not science. That's marketing.
That's economics.
Right.
You know, bottom line, and indeed that is. The works here and the things that we're talking about are probably stunning for many. It's nice to recognize, as you've acknowledged, that outside of rabies, we don't perceive there's actually a law that mandates these other vaccines. So find a vet that will not harass you, perhaps. I know that they're hard, but some of them are out there. And, you know, I have met holistic vets, and perhaps looking through, like, a holistic veterinary medical association, you know, outreach through that.
I actually think I send the clients that I have, because I do have a naturopathic consultation service for veterinary medicine. And it's, unfortunately, I get most of my clients that when it's so late that they've exhausted everything, their immune system is really, you know, very hard to get right. But if you can start out with what we call an NR pet, naturally reared, no vaccines, and fed raw food, proper carnivore diet, I send everybody to Dr. Richard Pitcairn's website, and he has a referral list on there. You'll find me on it amongst many other well-trained veterinary homeopaths.
Great.
And they know not to, you know, be pushing the vaccines, and they're the only group that really is armed and dangerous with how to reverse it.
All right.
But the earlier you start, the better.
Exactly. And you know, I've had cats most of my life, and I've seen the vaccine damage in them, including cancer. I've seen, you know, the food, we didn't get into that, the commercialized food being a deadly poison to these cats with, you know, the inclination toward urinary blockages at younger and younger ages, seemingly, and having to be put down ultimately. So, the veterinary community is guilty, much like the allopathic human doctor community is guilty of genocide in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the stats, whether it be from the FDA's own website related to the Barbara Starfield revealed report of 2000 in the Journal of the American Medical Association, 106,000 to 225,000 Americans die each year, even a properly administered, prescribed, utilized prescriptions. And that doesn't account for all of the drugs out there. I don't know that there's a stat that has been done collectively on the animal population the way they did it with humans. Probably not. But death by modern medicine, as Carolyn Dean wrote about it, it's true death by veterinary medicine in terms of the allopathic, you know, way of going about it. There's not a distinction, I believe, between humans and animals. We are animals in the physical sense. So moving beyond the vaccine paradigm is going to be critically important. important to restore genetic integrity, if I can say it that way, so that we have functional animals, functional humans.
Interesting you should say it that way, because epigenetics, and I found a perfect example of how to explain what epigenetics is. When the bees feed royal jelly to the larva, they can grow a queen bee to replace them. But, and that determines the outcome of that larva is determined by the food. Well, we, you know, like, why is she on this raw food thing? The thing about raw foods, and again, in that documentary I talked about earlier, the Dr. Dumore Project, one of my colleagues, I love her to death, she's from Belgium, so she speaks French, but she said the first thing she does is send the patient away for 8 weeks to a conversion to a proper carnivore diet. But she says, you will not believe the differences. Like 80% of their problems go away just with feeding them appropriately.
Right.
And that's what we call epigenetics, because what you're doing is providing the patient with the very best nutrition so that they can heal, their genes will express in the most healthiest form possible. So that's a no-brainer, and I teach that in my class here on natural medicine here in Asheville at the Appalachia School of Holistic Herbalism, and we're starting up another course soon. But this is very important for people to realize you can do a whole lot at home just with raw foods.
Yeah.
There's even a doctor over in Australia, Dr. Tom Lonsdale, and that's all he teaches is how his clients, and he teaches other vets how to run their practices from appropriate nutrition. I mean, who would have thought Hippocrates was right? Food is medicine.
Food is your medicine.
Right. And I do have a free ebook that's available as a download under the links page and on the nutrition page of my website, which is called The Carnivore Companion. And there was many doctors that dedicated their work or donated the work for the free transfer of this information about why we are thinking this way about the nutrition and why it's important. There is not one big food sponsor for that information.
Yes, so that's why you're going to get the real information that you need. We're going to continue talking about some of the things that will work, correct the damage, reverse the damage that has been caused by our ignorance and arrogance within the allopathic medical fields, both, again, for humans and animals, with Dr. Patricia Jordan. What an extraordinary hour it's been so far. We've got a little bit more to wrap it up, so stick with us, and the healing continues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else. A meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Those of you who want to learn more, it's Dr. Jordan, dr-jordan.com. If the site is not up for any reason, be patient. Keep checking back because the information there is worth going, especially for that free ebook, The Carnivore Companion, as well as her book available through Amazon, Mark of the Beast, Hidden in Plain Sight. Thanks to all our sponsors for stepping up and defending us for this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, protecting our animal friends as well as our human ones here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Jordan, why is this not being fixed? I mean, it has to be economically motivated, obviously.
It's definitely.
Where is the vets getting their money? Can you break it down?
Sure. If we know that our sponsored professional associations are allowing the big industry from pet foods to give the veterinarians their so-called nutrition training, mm-hmm. and you know that the big pharma is able to give it the so-called vaccine, you know, information, of course, what are they going to do? They're going to want to sell more and more of their products. So there, first of all, we have left the building. There's no more science, and there's no more non-conflicted independent research that's really solid.
Right.
But what I would tell you is that I know, because I've been a practitioner for 30 years,
yeah.
and I've had my own practices. I've had five different practices set up in all areas of North Carolina and all different kinds. I had a cat clinic,
yeah.
and I had saw both large animal, did the farm calls, the whole thing. But one of the things that I figured out pretty rapidly is that 15% of the income from mm-hmm. the typical Western or allopathic veterinary practice this in this country is related to vaccinations.
Okay.
Even those postcard shots for vaccines they don't need.
Right.
But 65% mm-hmm. is an estimate that definitely would reflect the diagnosis, treatment, and monitoring of what is essentially vaccine-induced diseases.
Diseases, right.
Because all of these chronic diseases are not showing up in unvaccinated populations. Sure.
That was according to a Purdue vet study on Great Danes that had not been vaccinated, found that out.
The autoimmune disease, right, that they were the only ones that were producing autoantibodies, which are the precursors to autoimmune disease, are
right.
the vaccinated populations.
That's why I said vaccines are critical, not because they are profitable in and of themselves, which they are evidently, because governments buy them too, but the diseases created are profit centers for allopathic medicine.
It's great job security.
I'm telling you, it's pretty bad, but
smart. Your soul can do that.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And they're on drugs just to sleep at night, probably. So that leaves about 20%. You know about where that's going.
Yeah, 10% for sure is advocating for completely inappropriate, I call it usually genetically engineered cereals pressed into food like particles for your pets as sold as nutrition. But processed foods, and there's
right.
a big reason why
pet
you need
foods,
to yeah. know what the difference in the pet foods are. And it doesn't even matter how much they want to say they're gourmet or their science diet, for instance.
Yeah. I talk with Dr. Michael Fox extensively
right,
about
yeah.
that over the years.
Well, he definitely has that down and has articles out there.
Science diet, science death, is as far as I'm concerned about what they've done to the food there.
But it's a great marketing name.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it makes
it?
You assume that it was scientifically tested.
Yeah. Well, it's horrible, horrible. So that leaves about 10%. Who knows, I suppose. But
trauma.
Okay.
And we do need them there for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and we acknowledge allopathic medicine excels in trauma. And,
exactly.
and we have nothing against that part of the business, if you call it a business. But, wow, tremendous. Now, with a couple of minutes left, we've talked homeopathy a little bit. I think this is really a saving thing. And it works, I believe, on an epigenetic level through signaling energy impacting the metabolism of the cell.
It's proven so.
Yeah.
It actually causes gene expression.
Yeah. And so we have something, but it doesn't mean we ignore the physical medicines, even the physical food that is required of us. But it is so corrective. That's why we immediately, anytime a vaccine is happening, Thuja or a formulation like, Vaccinosis Remedies, King Bio has them as well, that if you are for instance, the rabies shot that they make you do. Definitely have that at the ready, but mm-hmm. other thoughts and things that we can do to help reverse this. We talked about raw food, clean food as well.
Those are the two top. You can use herbal medicine to address some things, which I think you can use it the same way you would use allopathic, but here's mm-hmm. what you're not going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get critical nutrient depletion. You're not going to get progression of chronic disease. You're not going to get death to the mitochondria. You're going to actually be able to use botanicals oftentimes in synergy,
mm-hmm.
which will give you some of the same. For instance, you can do botanical chemotherapy. You're going to have a much better quality of life,
yeah.
and you can use the plants as medicine, or what we call orthomolecular medicine, your vitamins and your nutrients. I think that's perfectly applicable. You can use acupuncture. I have a study done at Qi Institute, almost completely finished my master's in traditional Chinese veterinary medicine, and there's many options there that give you...
Your website will have even more, I'm sure.
Yes.
Please, go there. We're out of time. Dr. Patricia Jordan, extraordinary healing here for our animal friends. A rock in the health world like nowhere else in broadcast media. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues. RobertScottBell.com. Thank you to Natural News Radio and our syndicator, GCN, and all of you listening around the world. Your pets are going to be happier and healthier because of what we did today. Thank you, Dr. Jordan. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.